Saturday night on Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody. And I do want to add happy 420 on Earth Day week. Every day, every week, all year long, man. The phone number here is 844-967-2789. Now I'm going to get into some of the part of America that was cool, right? Okay, so I get into Denver, and I get off the train, and there's my Aunt Jo, my mom's youngest sister, and she picks me up, and we get on a little commuter bus to where her car's parked, and, you know, a little while later, we're at their house, and it was, like, built on the old Denver airport. Still got a tower there, which is, you know, which is cool, because I used that as, like, you know, my starting point, and if I get lost, look for the tower, right? I mean, who wouldn't know how to do that? But I get there, and so my Aunt Jo and Uncle Bill, I'm at there, and my sister Mary is there. All right, cool. I get to see these guys for a little while, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to try out one of these dispensaries. And they're like, kind of look, you know, well, you know. And I'm like, guys, it's legal, man. That's what's cool about this state, right? We don't have, well, yeah, you know, and nobody of my family really smokes there, right? Damn. So, and they never really have. I mean, I was always the, I'm the true pothead in the family. Proud of it. It works for ADHD. Anyway, I'm like, okay, I got to find this place. It's on Quebec and Smith Road, and it's exclusive with an X. It's the closest one, about a half mile away. I made it longer than a trip than I needed it to be. Oh, no, actually, it was like 1.1 miles. But I had a couple hours, right? I get down there, show my license, just like you do in Illinois. I walk in, and my God, there's big jars of nuggets in on every counter. You get to look at it. You get to smell it. It's, you know, everything's got high THC count, higher THC counts than the stuff in Illinois, right? So I'm going to break it down to people that don't know how much it costs in the state of Wisconsin to smoke marijuana. Okay. First of all, I go in there and I'm like, all right, it's like you can pick up a nice quarter ounce for $60 to $80, let's say. If it's a friend and you buy like a whole ounce or something, right? Illegally. By the way, I can go to Denver and buy an ounce every day legally. Only an ounce because I'm not from there. If you're from there, you can buy 2 ounces every day. So I go in there and 22%, all these cushions. So what do you want of the $50 and out the door? And I'm like, huh? $50 and out the door? Yeah, you can like these. We have specials on different stuff every day and you can take an ounce for $50. And I'm like, what? Okay, doubt it. I knew I could get black market weed in Wisconsin for a better deal than going to Illinois and making them a bunch of money, right? Legislators in Wisconsin? Oh, my God. But I'm like, okay, I want some of this, like, over 30% THC. Oh, yeah, here you go. You got this. And I'm like, ooh, I'll take a, man, I want an ounce of that Modo. Oh, there's not an ounce left. So I get a half of that. And then, ooh, Gary Payton. Yeah, everybody, who didn't like Gary Payton, the glove, right? He's got some weed named after him. I'm trying that. I get my two halves. Now, I'm kind of disappointed because, but that was for the higher THC ones. And that cost me, buying those two, $142 for an ounce. Now, in Illinois, it'd be well over $400. And in Wisconsin, $250, $300 I could have got it for. But probably not that high a THC. I was walking around feeling good, man. So we'll take Andy, man. Andy, you got to get to Colorado sometime.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm listening, because you were ragging about the train ride and everything. I was telling Jason, let's get to the good part. You know, how's Denver? What even just without weed? How is the experience? You know, the being out in the Mile High City and, you know, getting it on and all that, is that, you know, was that making the trip worthwhile in itself?
Well, sure. I mean, I was there to see my older brother, right? His health is being challenged by Alzheimer's. He's been battling it for like 10 years. So that was the main thing. And that was the best part of the trip, obviously. I, you know, spent 2 days with him. So But Denver, again, when I went to go pick up my stash, they're like, oh, be careful down there. There's like riffraff. And I go, oh, no problem. Well, I mean, homeless people. And I go, I'm friends with those guys. I might actually give them a couple bucks, while I'm around down there, which I did on the trip a couple times to some guys that were they were panhandling, but sure, here, extra $5. No, I could use that money. But they could have used it more at that point. I don't give a crap what he was getting it for, Andy. That's what I do when I go to every big city. I see people that are down and out. Those are the people that I approach. None of the people that are wearing suits or anything, they don't want nothing to do with my rag ass, right? I don't mind.
No.
It's what I used to keep people away from me. They didn't realize that. It's like, that'll keep them away from me, too. Making faces and looking crazy. But it was interesting. Yeah. I mean... No, it's true, though, that I see when I'm going on trips, I can't help but see past this pretty stuff and see the ugly stuff in between. It's just my nature, It's like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that ain't. Ouch. That kind of hurts, And, God, these people live right by it, and they aren't. I guess it doesn't hurt them as much as it does me going by on a train. They don't mind looking at it in their backyard. That's what freaks me out.
Right. Well, the country is not perfection by any stroke of the imagination.
Hence, America sucks and Wisconsin blows because we're worse than the rest of the country. We're getting to that. Leave it to 420, for the Republicans to look as ignorant as anybody could be on the topic of marijuana. And I can't wait to get into that. I should have been there to testify because I know they hate it when I show up and I come as I am. And I say what's real, and, they don't want to hear that. God. They've already made up their minds. It's already been decided. They told us what to do.
We're only one step behind Arizona for ludicrous politicians.
Do they have legal marijuana there yet?
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, if they do, they're one step ahead of us, okay? Just remember that every state, Mississippi, Alabama, all the other southern states that are still racist, which I'll talk about some more of that today, too, because it didn't go away since the last time people talked about it, but I don't hear anybody talking about it. Ain't that right?
No.
Thanks for calling, Andy. And listening.
All right. You bet. Bye.
Yeah. No, the weed was cool, though. I mean, even when Wisconsin legalizes it, it's 10 years to catch up to that. Because I guess people that went there when they first legalized it in Colorado, it was more expensive. They were surprised, too. And everybody's getting ready to go to Colorado for a week. We'll be back in, a minute, not a week.